Shir Chofei and Shabbos continued Yud Ches Cheshvan Heitav Shalom and Zayin, November 11th, 1976 on Thursday.
Oh, the final phase part of the Maisarir Anim Sheches is not Biyodayim. So there is no Asir Biyodayim. Luisasekom Locha Asir Yudos or Komeshore. So it's not in Monus. It's like Okaroloimiyah. But like one who did part of the Maisavir and not the whole Maisavir. This is what Rav Shmuel assumed in the Kashi. But then he says in the first Teretz, he says no. Even though he's a Sheval Taisa in the final phase, but as long as in the initial phase of the Meloche he was a Kumbasei, so Mele, it's considered Asir. So it's considered Asir. So it's not like Rome, like Nasenero. So it's considered as here. So, but why is it potter? Because part of the Maisavir is an onus. And part of the Maisavir is the rotsun. Some Mele, the Gemara says, the Chachomim were mattering in order to be Mineya, the Maisavir of Chil Shabbos. All right, it will not be Chayev Skile, because not be Chayev Skile, it must, the whole Maisavir must be rotsun. But the Maisavir it will be. So the Chachomim were mattering in order to prevent the Maisavir. So whereas in the Kashi he assumed that it is, in the Kashi he assumed that it is, that it's no Maisavere Midrash. So in the first Teretz, that is, Ishenim assumes that in Maisavere it is, in view of the fact that the initial phase was the Kumbase. Even though the final phase was the Shavuot Taiseh, so it's a Maisavere of Meloch. So it's considered a Maise Meloch. But he's an onus, he's potter. So Mele, the Gemara says, he tirule, in order to prevent the Maise Avere. The second Loshen apparently assumes like the premise in the Kashi of Reb Shmuel. In other words, that if the Chachomim don't let him, that means the Torah doesn't let him, so that means he's Sheval Taise. So, and Melechet Atiyah has to be done by Yodayim. Bikum Vasei all the time. Come and say, so it's no Maisavere. So then the question is, why should there be Shaile? So the second version says that that Gufe is the Abai in the Gemara. Whether we say like the Rishash or we say like the Mechaskinuch. So he says, Inami hi Gufe komi boyare. Hi tiru, diim lo yatiru mechayev. Why? How can he say diim lo yatiru mechayev? But the reverse says that certainly is not mechayev. He'll be anonymous, or he won't even be anonymous. I mean, the Maisavere will, part of Maisavere will be Bishamot Taise. So it will not be a Maisavere with the Raise. So he means, Hitiru, the Imloya Tiru, because maybe it's like the Rishash. And if it is like the Rishash, so Mimele, if the Chachonim will tell him you're not allowed, he'll still be Chai. We cannot say he's anonymous. Because my Maisavere is done when he put the door in the oven. Then he was real rotten. But if he would be raided, he would negate it on Afreya. So that doesn't make him an onus, just because the Torah, the Chachomim, tell him no. He's not an onus. He's not an onus. So that's the Shailas. One alternative is, so the Abai of Gemore is whether Afiye, the Maisavir of Afiye consists in the putting of the door in the Tano, as the Rishah says. So Mimele, we have to say it here. So it's not like the reverse Svore in the previous cases. So even though the Maisavir is done already, but still the Chachomim should be mattering in order to negate the Mafreya. After all, it's only Shaila with the Rabbonon. Why shouldn't the Chachomim be matir as the Rabbonon in order to negate the Mafreya? Because the Maisavir was done already. So he could become a boy, he tiru. The Moya tiru mechuye. And he's not an onus because Maisavir was done already. V'lidomelahi di psochim. He means psochim that all hazoye v'izemel. So the Chachomim tell him to be mivatul mitzvah akoves Pesach bishum the kidin di posha. So there is not chayev kore because there is, he's not posha. Mashenkin here you spesheya. He put the door in the oven. So mimele, he's mechuyev. If the Chachomim will not make a dispensation. So because of that, since He will be mechuyev in case the Chachomim don't make a dispensation. And the Yisrael Rabbonim is a pass. So that's the reason as to why the Chachomim should dispense in their takonim. Hey, Moscow, hey, Mitzio. He says, V'li don't lie in the Psochi. So, in Psochi, in the Gemara says, Imidu divrei mimokim kores. And the Chachomim told him to be mevatel avoyes kom Pesach. Because over there he was not Kishaya. So, Mimele, he will not be Chayev Kores. But here, the Chachomim will tell him. And they'll be Maimi Divreyem. So then he'll become Mechuyev Skile, Mechuyev Kores, Skile, everything. So the Chachomim should dispense with the Takone. Oi, Loyitil. The Loy Bechayev, Avogad, the Posha Mitzilo. Maybe it's like the Mechaschinuch. So Mimele, even though it's Posha, the initial phase was Berotzi, but if he's not allowed, so the final phase will be Beines, it will be B'Shev Al Taise. So Memele, it will not even be a Maisa Veire. So why should the Chachom be Mati?
And Shabbos, Chof Gimel Cheshvan, Hei Tov Shin Lamed Zayin, November 16,
1976, on Tuesday. Poshet on Yisrael. So the halach is that he's chayev. Amai chayev. Vobino akirev anoche me'al gabi moki in dalet al dalet v'leke. So why should he be chayev? Omar rabbe, homane rabbe akive, v'omar libino moki ma'abo al abo. So the Gemara mentioned in double poshut that there is a aloche that the akire has to be from a moki in dalet al dalet, dalet vochem al dalet vochem. And the anoche also has to be on a place that has Dalet Vochem or Dalet Vochem. What is the reason for this aloche? So Teitze says, Rashi says, Malgabi Mokein, the Have Choshu. So in other words, what's the significance of Dalet Dalet? If it is, has Dalet Vochem, Dalet Vochem, then it's considered the Mokem Choshu. So in other words, so the Akira has to be from the Mokem Choshu of Noch, and the Anoche has to be also and mokim choshu. Malgabi mokim dale, the have choshu. Limeva an chose anoch, vakirose akire. Viyode lav mikim dale. Vikaton lamas listen, bein la akire, bein la anoche. Diktone vinosan lisich yode shvola bais, hare anoche. Oy shenotom liseiche, hare akire. Hare akire. This is why, where do we find that it has to be mokim choshu? It has to be akire anoche, but maybe even if it's not the mokim choshu. So Rashi doesn't explain it. Now the Ramban says that it's Alochel Meshe Misinai. Hilch is a Gemira. It's not based upon a Posik, it's not based upon a Svore. It's Alochel Meshe Misinai. Teisves says two pshotim, has two lishenis. Vobina Hakirev Anochem Al Mokim Dalet. Eimer Abnetam Dein Rigilus Laniach Achifet Vipoches Midalet. V'chein hoyo mistomeg mishu. So in other words, it's on the basis of Svore. Since it's not a regilus to be maniach echeifetz mipoches midalet, so mimele, and that's the way it was in the Mishkan, so mimele, we require a mokim dalet al dalet. But then, this is Rav Netam's pshat. Leidimari, dal yeitze yishmim keime imashma dikoye nama achilus. Kileima mikeime shochetz. Vidashinam beirevim dal yeitze, al yeitze, avol gav di pashte dikho, המקים משל אודום, דיילי דל דמס, מקום מוקים משמע נאמה, מקים החיבץ. מקים החיבץ. ואם מוקים חושו, ביפוחס מדל. So, according to Rabbi Tam, it's based upon his word. אין לגיל אסלאמי החכי ביפוחס מדל, so, מסתם, it was in Mishkan that way. And according to he, it's like this across. Now, if it is based upon this word of אין לגיל אסלאמי החכי ביפוחס מדל, so then, then it applies to Hanoche also. It implies not only Akire, but also Hanoche and Mokim Dalet on Dalet. If it's based upon Gzeres HaKosuv for Aliyeitzei Kemei, so that Gzeres HaKosuv only implies that Akire has to be from Mokim Choshev on Dalet Dalet. Hanoche is not mentioned in that Posik, but so we learn out Hanoche from Akire, even though the Gzeres HaKosuv deals with Akire, Al Yetzi Shin Kemei, but we learn out Hanoche from Akire. Alright. So the Gemara is a Kashe, so why is the Akire from the yard of the Balabai is a good Akire? Why is the Hanoche in the yard of Balabai, so on the yard of Yoni, a good Hanoche? Omar Rabbe, Homane Rabakiv, Yomar Lubin on Mokim Abo Alabo. Rabakiv, the Gemara says, does not agree with this aloche of Mokim Dalet al Dalet. In other words, so if we say it's based upon the Sfore in the Gilusland Yachachiv, it's a Pochas Midalet, or Estesis and on the basis, that it's because Yalfinu Mishkin Shoyu Neitlu Mitigosom Shoyu Bona Arba Al Arba V'nisnu Yavisi Amloche. So then we can understand. So in other words, so Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with this word. Or if we say like the Reed, it's based upon the Gzeres HaKosuv of Al Yetzi Yishmim Kemei. So he doesn't learn it out from that Pasuk Al Yetzi Yishmim Kemei. But according to Rambam, that it's Halacha L'Meishe M'Sinai. So how does Rabbi Akiva contradict that Halacha? How does Rabbi Akiva contradict that Halacha? So we can say that Rabbi Akiva, in other words, he holds that there is no such halacha l'meishe m'sinai. But the Rambam mentions a klal in Perush HaMishnayis that halacha l'meishe m'sinai there is no machlekes. So the Rambam is not mishubet to the Rambam shit, the Rambam. But as far as the Rambam is concerned, so we can say that the Rambam does not agree with what the Rambam says, that Mokim Dalet al Dalet is Halacha L'Meishe M'Sinai. Because the Rambam, according to the Rambam, there couldn't be a Machlekes al Halacha L'Meishe M'Sinai. We have isolated kashes, alright, so they are terutzim. But this is what the Rambam says, that al Halacha L'Meishe M'Sinai, there is no Machlekes. There is no Machlekes. Alright, so then we can say that the Rambam is Chilik. The Ramban is chilik on the Rambam. So the Rambam himself will agree either with The Rabbi Tam's pshat or the Riz pshat that is based upon his svore or is based upon his rasakos of all Yitzish and Kame. Some mele, Rabbi Kive doesn't learn out. He doesn't agree with that svore, or he doesn't learn it out from the pasuk all Yitzish and Kame, because Tesis itself says the pashtelik chokoy am kimi shlom dalid al adames, not kimi shal chayfet. But we say the Rabbanon say that mashman am kimi chayfet, but Rabbi Kive does is chelik amet, and according to the Ramban, so we can say that the Ramban holds that there could be a machlekes even respect aloch l'mishmisinei as well. But we could say that there is that the Ramban agrees with that the Rambam says in the Perush HaMishnah, Nagdomet the Perush HaMishnah, that there is no machlekes on Allah in regard to aloch l'mishmisinei. So but the Ramban says that the aloche of Akira and Anoche Malmokim Dalet al Dalet is aloche l'mishmisinei, and still Rabbi Akiva is chelikanet. So we could say, because that let's go over the Gemara. I mean, of course, the Mishumah. Then we'll see. I mean, Omar Rabbi, Omar Rabbi Akiva. Omar Libino Mokim Abol Abol. Did not? Azirik Mishus Ayochid Mishus Ayochid. Ushus Rabbi Beemtza. Rabbi Akiva Mechayev. Vachachomim Peit. So if he's Zirik Mishus Ayochid Mishus Ayochid, and Ushus Rabbi Beemtza, so there is no Chiyuv of Zeirik Mishus Ayochid Mishus Ayochid Derech Mishus Rabbim, as such. Ligabi Meishit, so there is a special aloche, Bidyuta Achas, so Meishit Mishus Ayochid Mishus Ayochid Derech Mishus Rabbim is Chai. Masha'in Kein, in respect to Zeirik, there is no special aloche of Zeirik, Mishus Ayochid Mishus Ayochid Derech Mishus Rabbim. So in other words, so as far as Zerik is concerned, so only if we could construe a Zerik Mishus Ayochid Mishus Rabim or Mishus Rabim Mishus Ayochid Israel, but there is no Chiyu of Mishus Ayochid Mishus Ayochid Derech Mishus Rabim per se. That there is no. So still Rabbi Akiva is Mechai. And Chachomim Peit. Rabbi Akiva Sova Aram Rinon Kruto Kim Shehun Chodai. So in other words, so in the course of the Zrike, it is called the Avir. As it passes through the Avir of the Rishus Rabbi. So Mele, Rabbi Akiva holds Kluto Kimishehun Chodam. So Kluto Kimishehun Chodam, so that means the moment when it passes through the Avir of the Rishus Rabbi, at that time it's considered as if it is noch in the Rishus Rabbi. So Mele is Chayev on the score of Zerik, Mirshus Ayochid Rishus Rabbi. Not on the score of Zerik, Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid, Derech, Mishus Rabin. But he's chayev on the score of Zerik, Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Rabin. V'rabon and Savre, lo yamri not kutu ke Mishur Chedamye. So, Mimele, so when it passes through the Avir of the Mishus Rabin, so then it's not, there is no Anoch. So he couldn't be mechuyev on the score of Zerik Mishus Ayochid Mishus Rabbi, and on the score of Mishus Ayochid Mishus Ayochid Derech Mishus Rabbi. There is no such chiyuv. There is no such chiyuv. Now, Kluto, Rashi says, Kluto Achifetz, Hoyu v'niklad be'aviro shel Mishus Rabbi, ki mishehuncho b'seichei, ki shemihuncho b'seichei, v'yafel gabel oinoch. Now, in Rashi, it's not clear what according to Rashi is the pshat in Rabbi Akiva of Kluto Mishum Chadam. In other words, it can be explained in two ways. We could say that the pshat of Kluto Mishum Chadam is that the fact that it's called in the Avir, that in itself is the Anoche. So the Anoche is the Avir itself. It's noch in the Avir, even though it's in a state of motion. So Kluto Mishum Chadam. It's Alpidin, it's considered, even though it's in a state of motion, so it's considered as if it had been resting in the Avir. While it passes through the Avir, it's considered as if for a moment it had been resting in the Avir for a moment, and then it kept on moving again. So the Hanochi is in the Avir itself. The Avir is the resting place. Or the pshat in kule kem shimucha dam ye is that we consider it as if it had dropped on the karke beneath. As it passes over the karke of the Rishus Arabim, so it's considered as if it had rested on the aver itself. You will soon see that on that point there is a machlekes, an explicit machlekes, between Teisves and on the base and the Rambam in Pirusha Mishneh in Perikyud of Poro, Mishneh. So, Teisves Shite is that the Pshat in Kutak Mishimuch Adam is that the Avir is the resting place of the Chayfetz. As the ball passes through the Avir, So it's considered that point in the Avir is the resting place. And the Rambam Shite is definitely that it's not that the Avir is the resting place. It's considered as if it had dropped on the karke for a moment. And then it continued to move again. Now, the Rambam will see the Teisves. Well, the Teisves is Nomad Beis. When the Ri says that if we say Kutok and Mishimun Chodamye, so if someone will throw a ball, Mishusayochid, Derech, Rishusarabim, Limayo Miyud, then he couldn't be chayef on the score of Kutok and Mishimun Chodamye. But only on the score of Yalfin and Zerik Meshi. Because if we say Kutok and Mishimun Chodamye, if we say good commission for Damye, so the melee when it passes the average is Arabi, Limailam Yud, and Limailam Yud is a Mokim Tur, so it's considered as if the Anochi is in the Mokim Tur. So if the Isashite is that good commission Uncho means that the Anochi is in the Avir where it passes through, so understand, the Avir that it passes through is Limailam Yud, that's a Mokim Tur. But if we say that the Pshat in Kutok and Mishimun Cho is that it's considered to be Noch and the Karka Limato. The Karka Limato is not the Mokim Tu. Is not the Mokim Tu. And so the Ramban is Chilik on Teisves. Now, so we see from this Teisves that Teisves Shite is that the resting place is the Aver itself. The Ramban in Pirusha Mishneh in Poro. Perikud of Poro, Haloche, I mean Mishnehe, Hoyoe mit Chutzli Tanu. And the Tanu is Mitame. Suppose he would, he's Tome, he's Mitame. So let's say there is a Sheretz in the Tanu. So it's Mitame, it's Mitame Beavire. So, hoy aimit chutz litanu, u poshat yod of lechal, vi nota le salagi, ve vira al gabi tanu, so let's say here the tanu, and he is mavir de milchatos above the tanu, and the tanu is mitame, suppose the lagi suppose the lagin would come inside the avir of the tanu. So then it certainly would be tanu. But it didn't come inside the teich of the tanu to become tomei as a result of the avir of the teich of the klicheres. But he just above it, he was maveret. So Rabbi Akiva mitamei v'chachomim mitari. So the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh here, Pirush Yud of Poro Mishneh, he says that it's Rabbi Akiva Litanya. He says, Kutok Mishimun Chodamye. So Memele, if I am Mavir, the Lagin, the Mechatos, above the Teich of the Tanu, so Memele, it's considered as if it had entered the Teich of the Tanu. So Memele, that means that why? Because Rabbi Akiva Lishitos. Kulik Mishimun Chodamye. That means that according to the Rambam, Kulik Mishimun Chodamye means that it's considered as if it dropped down. So we consider it as if the lagin had been in contact with the tanu. Because if we were to say like Thesis, that the resting place is the Avir, now, it didn't come in contact with the tanu. It didn't enter the teich of the tanu. Above it, high above it. So why should it become Tomei? So we see that the Rambam is chelik on this. Anyway, I mean, there is no shaila that the Rambam shite is that kulta kishmiyuch adami means that it's considered to be on the karka beneath. On the karka beneath. But and teisa shite is that kulta kishmiyuch adami means that the hanochi is in the haver itself. From the Ramban, it's also mashma like the Rambam. From the Ramban, it's also mashma like the Rambam, because the Ramban is masik on the Ri. The Ri says that if we say kulta kishmiyuch adami, so then we couldn't learn out Zerik Memeshit. We couldn't learn out Zerik Memeshit because Zerik L'mailo Miyud, by Zerik Meshusayochi Derech Meshusarabim L'mailo Miyud, would in effect be, if we assume Kulikim Shechande Amye, like Zerik Meshusayochi L'mokim Ptur, and then again, L'mokim Ptur Meshusayochi. So we see that Ramban is really candestasis. So it's mashma that from the Ramban, from Loshon of the Ramban, from the whole Loshon of the Ramban, it's mashma that he agrees with the shita of the Ramban, that he agrees with the shita of the Ramban. So Meile, if we say that the Ramban, and it's mashma like that, he agrees with the shita of the Ramban, so we don't have to say that the Ramban is chelik on the Ramban. In what the Rambam says in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah, that there is no machlekes tanoim amoraim in regard to halacha l'mishnah Sinai. But then we ask, the Ramban himself says that dalet al dalet is halacha l'mishnah Sinai. Halacha l'mishnah Sinai. So still, how can he say kulta kishmiyuch adami? If we are to assume that the pshat kulta kishmiyuch adami, Rabbi Akiva, is that the hanochi is in the avir, so there certainly isn't Anoche Ale Mokim Dal Nadalet Avia. Avia is certainly not a tangible Mokim of Dal Nadalet. So, but if we say like the Rambam, that the reason that the Pshat in Kulta Kishmiyuch Adami is, the Pshat in Kulta Kishmiyuch Adami is, not that the Anoche is in the Avia itself, but it's considered Noch and the Karka beneath, the point of the Avia where it passes in the course of its motion. So then, Rabbi Akiva does not have to be chelik on that halacha l'mishnah Sinai. There is the halacha l'mishnah Sinai. But what does halacha l'mishnah Sinai say? That the hanoche has to be, the akira or the hanoche has to be from imokim dalet al dalet. And still we can say kulta kishmiyuch adami because it's considered as if the hanoche had been on the karke beneath certainly has dalet al dalet. So then, there is no kash. But then you ask, so why? So then, how do we say? So how did the Rabbanon say? Now it's aloha l'meishem misina. It's aloha l'meishem misina that mokim dalet. So and according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Akiva, if it is kolut, it is not enough. If it is called, it's not enough, but let it be considered as if it is on the karke, as the karke. So first of all, because the Rabbonon Achili kam this aloche of kulta kishmiyuch adami, so maybe it's not considered as if it is on the karke, as if it is on the karke. All right. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Sovar, Amrin on Kulik Mishuch Adami, the Rabbonon Sabre Loi Amrin on Kulik Mishuch Adami. So the Gemara says, Lememre di Pshitel in Rabbe, di Bikluto Kishemuch Adami, U Visei Asoro Plige, Vom mi Boye Boye Le Rabbe, di Boye Rabbe Le Mato Miyut Plige, U Behot Plige, the Rabbi Akiva Sovar Kulik Mishuch Adami, the Rabbonon Sabre Loi Amrin on Kulik Mishuch Adami, Avre Milo Miyut, di Vahakel Potter, U di Kula Alba Le Alpino Zerike Meshi, Oy dil mo le mayo be yut klige, u vi hop klige, der aber kive so va, ja u finn zele kemeishi, wir abon uns aber lo ja finn zele kemeishi. Aber le mayo be yut di hakel khay. And the machloike between so even the rabbonon amede that zeveik mishu sayochi Rishus Hayochi, Derech Rishus Arabim, so is Chaye, Limatam Yud. Why? My time I'm Rinon, Kuto, Kibishun Chodamye. And the Machleikes is Limayom Yud. And Limayom Yud, Bidyut Achas, not Bishtey Yutes, because Bishtey Yutes is not Chayach to say Yalfin Azerek Meishin, because in Meishin is what? So the Gemara says, Holy Kash, Bosa did Bayo Hodarif Shetalei. He saw the Rabbah Kive, Kuto Kishimun Chodam. Now let's see the Rash. Now, I started to discuss that in connection with Lashon of Rashi. Kluto, Anom Dal, Hachifetz, Hoil Vinikla, Be'aviro Shel Rishus Arabi, Ki Mishohuncho Biseichel. Now, what is Biseichel refer to? I mean, so, if he agrees with Teis Veshite, so the Biseichel, so in other words, so Biseichel refers to the Avir. Now, the Avir Rashi mentioned, Where was it mentioned? So Biseiche has reference to the Avir. But if we say that he agrees with the Trashi, agrees with the Rambam Shite, that the Pshat and Kluto is, that it's considered as if it had been Nocham the Karka. So Biseiche refers to the Karka, he didn't mention the word Karka. He mentioned the word Avir, but Karka he didn't mention. Of course, that's only a deal. It's not a rival. But there is a diuk that Rashi agrees with Teisashite, that the Pshat in Kuduk and Shulch Adam is that the Anochi is Biseiche. What Biseiche? In the Avir, not in the Karka Benin. Kimishuch Biseiche. V'Aval Gav de Loino. ובסייך יוד, דיו מעלו מיוד לבא ברישו סרבי מו, אלא אבא מוקים תור, והפלוחות עליי. זה רגע מיש, דיו מיישי, תנו שסיוח, שסיוח ידע רישו סרבי, אפילו מעלו מיוד כאן ולמפירק הזה ריק, דחי, די אלף מעגול של מיבו, שמישית צקו שם זו מזו לזו, ואין רישו סיוח, וביניהם רישו סרבי, ולא יוזר כנאי סום, שלא יסקל כל. נאו, דיו מורס תקשי, ודיו מו, how can you explain the mission? On the basis of Rabbi Akiva Shite. Of course, Gomishu Chadam Ye. Now, of course, it is Muchach Lechol HaPoches that Rabbi Akiva holds that there is no such requirement of placing it actually on a tangible place of Dal Dal Dal. So even according to the Rambam and the Ramban, that the Pshat in Kluk Mishir Damye is that it's considered to be an Mokei Dalet Dal Dal. I mean, it's considered to be on the Karke, and the Karke is Dal Dal Dalet. So why do we say that according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no such prerequisite that it has to be on the Mokei Dal Dal Dalet? There is such a prerequisite, except that Al-Pudin is considered as if it is on the Mokei on the Karke, which is certainly Dal Dal Dalet. The answer is, all right, so Al-Pudin constructively is considered that it's on Mokin Dal Dalet, but actually it's not on Mokin Dal Dalet. So this is what is Muchach, that according to Rabbi Akiva, it is not essential that it should actually be an intangible place of Dal Dalet. So it's Muchach that according to Rabbi Akiva, it is not, there is no such prerequisite that it should actually be an intangible place of Dal Dalet. The Tanoche should be an intangible place of Dalet. But maybe Akiret, there has to be. Akiret, there has to be. Now, so why should we distinguish? Why should we distinguish between Akiret and Tanoche? Now, the Gemara is saying, maybe Rabbi Akiva Shite is that there is no prerequisite that it should actually, the Tanoche should be actually on Mokin Dalet. But that Akiret should be from an actual tangible place of Dal Dalet, maybe that Rabbi Akiva concedes. Why should we say that? So Teisves explains it. In other words, so let's say according to the Rizpshat, that the reason as to why the Mokeh for Dal Dalet is the Posik Valiatishim Kele, and the Posik Valiatishim Kele deals with Akiret, not with Anochet, But before the Gemara assumed that we learn out Anoche Vamakir. But now the Gemara is saying, no, since the Pasuk Vayetishim came in, deals with Akire, so maybe we don't learn out Anoche from it. That's the reason as to why Rabbi Akiva says, Lit Kim Shiva Danye. But in Echaname, as far as Akira is concerned, Rabbi Akiva concedes that there has to be Akira from a tangible place, by an actual place of Dalet al Dalet, of Dalet al Dalet. And then according to Rabbi Tam, so we can also say, Tesa says, because the Svore is based upon the Mishkan. So Mimele, and in the Mishkan, and the Mishkan, so he says, show your nakli mitivosom, show him alba al alba. So we know that in the Mishkan the Akira was from the Mokin Dal Dal Dalet. But Meichatei Hanoch. The question is, according to the Ramban's opinion, that the aloche of Dal Dal Dalet is aloche l'mishim Sinai. So in other words, so there was aloche l'mishim Sinai. If there was aloche l'mishim Sinai, So the Aloch Meshmi Sinai deals with Akira and Anoche. So how can the Gemara say, how can we deal with Akira Baye or Anoche Loi Baye? So the Ramban himself realized that difficulty. So the Ramban says, the Tenach Name, Alibedemes, that there is Haloche of Dalet al Dalet, I'll leave it there, Mr. Maskone of the Gemara is that there has to be, that the Tanna of the Mishnah holds that there is a Aloche of Dalet al Dalet. There is a Aloche of Dalet al Dalet. And the reason is why the Akira from the Yad of the Oni of Yad Malabai is the Anoche into the Yad of the Oni or into the Yad of Abayis is good, is because Yodi Shalodom Chshuvo, so it's considered Dalet al Dalet. So then we can say that it's Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai. And if it's Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai, the Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai deals with both, the Akir and Anoche. But now the Gemara is saying, when the Gemara says now at this point, when the Gemara is saying, V'dilma Anoche L'Baye or Akir L'Baye, the Gemara is saying, maybe there is no Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai. Maybe there is no Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai. But it's just based upon the Svore. What Svore does he mean, the Ramban? He means the Svore of Mimishken. So Mimele we could say that since in the Mishken, so the Mitzias was or Yonetel Mitevoson, that had to do with Akire, not with Anoche. So maybe Anoche doesn't require Dalet al Dalet. Alright. Elo Maravis. Homan Rebbe. Hey Rebbe. Ilay meho Rebbe Ritani. So rak vi noch al gab is is kolshu. Rebbe Michaye ve chachomim peitrin. Rebbe Michaye ve chachomim peitrin. So Rashi explains it as follows. Now, first of all, Rashi says, Vindilma hanoche hud ul baye, miliktone rab akive mechaye, avu akire boye mal gabi mokim dalet. Milukatone rab akive mechaye shtayim, achas mishvitzoye vachas mishmach nosi. So in other words, we should distinguish, so there has to be a reason for it. So the reason for that is because the Loshen of Rabbi Kive in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kive doesn't say Mechayev Shtayim, he just says Mechayev. So that means only Mechayev Achas. So why? So is Mechayev only Mishu Mitzoye, from Meitzi, Mishu Sayochid, Mishu Sarabim, and not Mishu Sarabim, Mishu Sayochid. Why? Because Hanoche doesn't require an intangible place of Dalet al Dalet, but Akira has to be from a tangible place of Dalet al Dalet. So Mele, he can only be Mechuyev, Mishu Mitzoyev, for me on the score of Meitzi, Mishu Sayochid, Mishu Sarabim, not on the score of Machnis, Mishu Sarabim, Mishu Sayochid. Alright. So he says, Zorak Mishu Sarabim, Mitchle Dalet al Dalet. Vinochal gabizis mikolei, ad mikolei tzayitim lakeisel, hakorozitz, Rebbe Mechaye. So what is the chiyuv? The chiyuv is on the basis of Dalet Ames B'Shus Arab. Rebbe Mechaye, in other words, almed leboy hanoch almokim dalet, but this is a ziz, he doesn't have It doesn't have these dimensions of Dalet Tvoch and Dalet Tvoch. So, still is high. Almer boy anoch amok and Dalet. So the Gemara says, Hoson kid boy in the name of the Kam, kid Abai, Yom Rabai, Ho, Hobi, Yom Rabi, Bishusay Yochi, Vinei Finetel, Shusarabim, Vizorak Vino Haneife, the Rebbe Sovar Amrinon showed the Neife Vosari Cray, the Rabbonon Savre Loy Amrinon showed the Neife Vosari Cray. So that was, so, showed the Neife Vosari Cray, Vavikimuna Vishus Rabin, Almokim Dalet, the Ika Mechashim Renei. So in other words, but Rashi applies Rebbe's din to a chiyuv of Dalet Amos Mishus Arabi, not to a chiyuv of Moitzi Mishus Ayochid Mishus Arabi, but of the chiyuv of Dalet Amos Mishus Arabi. In other words, he was Zeirik Mitchilas Dalet, we saved Dalet, and then he was. But the Iker of the Ilon was Emet Bishus Ayochit. The Iker of the Ilon was Emet Bishus Ayochit. And the Iker had Dalet al Dalet. The Naive did not have Dalet al Dalet. And he, according to Rashi, so he was Zeireket, Mitchilas Dalet L'Seif Dalet, not Mishus Ayochit to the Naive. He was standing, the Zeirek was standing for Mishus Arabi. Dalet Am is away from the name. And he threw, let's say, certain chayfets on the name. And it rested on the name. That itself did not have Dalet al Dalet. But the Iker that was in the Rishus Ayochid had Dalet al Dalet. Had Dalet al Dalet. So according to Rebbe, we say Shalaneifi was a Iker. So mainly it's considered the Havikim Munach, Rishus Arabim al Mokim Dalet. The Iker Michashiv Lilinei. But Rashi doesn't say that on account of the aloche of Shod Neifi Vosarikre, since the Iker is a Rishus Ayochid, so maybe the Neif is also considered to be in the Rishus Ayochid. That's not. You see, the other Rishenim are Chelik on Rashi. According to the other Rishenim, so according to Rebbe, the Shod Neifi Vosarikre, so if the, as a result of the fact that the Iker is in the Rishus Ayochid, so even though the Neif is Bimtzias, in the Rishus Arabim, it's considered to be in Rishus Ayochid. Even though Bimtzias, it's in the Rishus Arabim. According to Rashi, there is no Rishus Arabim. We cannot, on the basis of Shad Neif Vazarikrei, treat the Neif that Bimtzias occupies space in the Rishus Arabim to be considered as if it's in Rishus Ayochid. That we don't say. But the whole, the extent of Shad Neif Vazarikrei is to give the Neif Chshives of Imokim Choshev, to endow it with the Chshives of Imokim Choshev. In other words, any Mokim, any tangible Mokim that has less than Dalet Vochim al Dalet Vochim, so is not considered Imokim Choshev. So according to Rebbe, if the Iker is Imokim Choshev, so the Neif is also considered Imokim Choshev, even though on the basis of its own merit, it shouldn't be Imokim Choshuv. But it is considered as Imokim Choshuv on the basis of the merit of the Iker. But that the Neif should have the Din Rishus, should have the same Rishus status as the Iker, that we don't say. The other Rishenim Achilik and Rashi, and they say, according to Rebbe, that we say Shon Neif was a Ikre, so it's not only that the Iker endows the Neif with the Chshives of a Mokim Choshuv, even though by itself it does not endow the Dalet, but it endows it with the same status as the Iker. And if the Iker is the Rishus Ayochi, so the Neif that Bimtzias occupies space for Rishus Arabim also enjoys the status of Rishus Ayochid. This is Teisa Shite, this is the other Shite of other Shite. But Rashi Shite is definitely not like that. Because you see, Rashi emphasizes Zorak Nushus Rabbi Mitchilas Dalet Lisev Dalet Vinoch Al Gabizis Mikolei Tayitzin HaKeser Korzis. So in other words, so the Chiyuv is on the score of Mitchilas Dalet Lisev Dalet, and it's mashma that even after the Kimt of the Gemore that it's that the Machlikas is not in the Aloch of Dalet Dalet Dalet, but the Machlikas is whether we say Shein Enoch Bisar Ikrei. So the Chiyuv is still on the score of Dalet Amid Mishus Arabim, not on the score of Meitzi Mishus Ayochid Mishus Arabim. Of Meitzi Mishus Ayochid Mishus Arabim, as Tesis explained. As Tesis explained. Oh, so why? So that's not unreasonable, Rashi Shifa. In other words, because to say that on account of Shodin Eivik was a Mikrei, so something that the Mitzies is in the Mishus Arabim should be considered as a Mishus Ayochid, that we don't say. But on the basis of Shalini, if we say that on the basis of Shabbatifa Basalikhe it acquires the status of the Ikea, then we can say as to why the Gemara applies Machlekes of Seven Chachomin to a case of Vimon Ha'imit Mishus Ayochid V'nei V'nei T'lei Shesarabi V'nei V'nei T'lei Shesarabi V'zorak V'noch Ha'nei. But according to Rashi, that the Shabbatifa Basalikhe does not endow the name with the status of the Ikea, but only it endows it with the chshives of a mokim choshuv and the merit of the Ikea. So why does the Gemara have to say bilo naimit b'shis hayochid naifinit b'shis harabim? After all, so the Gemara could, and he's mechuyev on the score of dal damit b'shis harabim. Why couldn't the Gemara say bilo? The Iker and the Neif and everything, but the Iker had a head Dalet al Dalet, and the Neif does not have Dalet al Dalet, and then someone threw, let's say, a Chayfet from the Rishus Rabim on the Neif, but the whole Elon could be in the Rishus Ayochi, with the Iker having Dalet al Dalet and the Neif not having Dalet al Dalet. So that's a very strong kashi against Rashi. Now, the Miri, in a few words, he answers that kashi. Nishua. All right, so the Miri says, זה שבעם, שעזיר ושזה יוחד ושזה יוחד ושזה רבי באמצע שהוא פות פירושי אף על פי שהנוחד ושזה רבי כל שום נוח על גבי מוקם הבור ומשום זו רק לנוח על גבי זיז והוא יהיה תהיית מהקייס פות ומכל מוקם כל שעובר לפוחס משלי שסומך לא עובד ונוח על גבי משהו אף על פי שנסגל אותו משום שאני תחייב ויש מחב עם פוחס משלי שעבור לי הנוחד כמו ועדיר וזה נעד השאל אירו נועים ושזה יוחד ונאי פני דיר ושזה רבי וזו רק משזה יוחד ונאי שאין בירבו על הרבו, או אם משוס הרבים לנאי, ויוחוץ לאב האמץ, הרי זה פותר, ונאים רמשון לנאי כוסר יקראים, עד שנדנו במוקים, עד שנדונו, כי במוקים מרבו על הרבו, ומקום מוקי, this is what bothered him, אם הוא יקראי, so why does Gemara have to apply it to Nilon, that the Iker was in the Vishayochit, and the Nei for Shisarabim, let Gemara apply the Machlekes, between Rebbe and Rabbonon to the case where the Iker and the Neif are both in the Rishas Ayochit but the Iker has Dal and the Neif knows not it so he gives a Teret so we call Mokim if you are Iker and Neif and Mishus Echot and Zorak Mishus Achel and Neif or Mishus Rabim and Yuchutz Le'ab Ameis Vadai Doni Oisei Bimkei Arba V'chai in other words the Miri says, according to Rashi, so when are the Rabbonon Chelik and Rebbe, and they say that the Iker, that the Chshives of the Iker does not endow the Neif with the same Chshives, that is, if the Iker and the Neif are two separate Rishuyes. So Mele, the Neif cannot be Nikrar after the Iker. Mashiach came in the case where the Iker and the Neif are both in the same Rishus, both in the Rishus Ayochid, then even the Rabbonon hold that the Neif is Nikra after the Iker, and since the Iker is a Mokim Choshuv, so the Neif is also a Mokim Choshuv. But if it's in two separate Rishuyes, then the Neif cannot be Nikra after the Iker. This is what. So with that, he answers the Kashe against Rashi. All right. So in other words, so the Gemara's Kashe is. So how do you know that Rebbe holds that we don't, that we that there is no prerequisite of Akira and Anoche or Dalet? Maybe Rebbe also agrees that there is such a prerequisite. But the reason as to why Al-Gabiziz is Chayev because Sholem is Bosarik. So, where do you have in Mandoma that says that there is no prerequisite of Dalet Al-Dalet? El Horeb, not the Rebbe of Zohar Kvinoch Al-Gabiziz, but the other Rebbe. El Horeb, the Tanya, Zohar Kmeshus Arabim, Meshus Arabim, Pushus Ayochid Be'emtza, Rebbe Mechayev, וחכום עם פטרים ויום הרב יהודה אמר שמואל מחייב בו ירבה שתי אחת משהו צורי ואחת משמע הכנוסה זאת אומרת מילוי כנצי דו מנוחד לבי או עקר לבי because שמואל says that רבה was מחייב דו חתוי first for יצויה and then for הכנוס so in other words so how do we have יצויה because there was הנוחד as it passed the avir of the שתיוחד there was הנוחד and then it was Necker again. So there was for a split second, there was Anoche, and then it was Necker again. So it was Necker again, not from a tangible place of Dalet Al-Dalet. And so that's why it's Chayav. So we see that there is no prerequisite of Anoche Dalet Al-Dalet, nor of Akira Dalet Al-Dalet. Almo Lipoya Akira Veloy Anoche, Al-Gabim Mokim Dalet Al-Dalet. So in other words, so our Mishnah in accord with Rebbe. So the Gemara says, no. Ho yitmar alo rav ushmul damot avay. Lui mechayev Rebbe rush sayochid mikure. De amrinon beise kiman limal yedam. Abo sheire mikure loy. Ever to lay. So, mechayev oye Rebbe shtay. De havit lo noch bishu sayochid vichoza veneka mishom. Vichnis lo shu sarari. Abo lo yakire boye, lo anoche boye, al gabimokim daud. Mikure sheish legak. כי מנדימורת בבוסוסו מכל צעד אבי כמורת מילי חפצים עד גגון דין אבירי חושב אביר תיל כך כל המזרק לסייחי הווה כמונח הווה כמונח that was the fact that it has mechitzes so even though במציאס it has no roof but על פדין it's considered as if it had a roof because the mechitzes enclose it so ממילא once you have mechitzes so according to Rebbe we consider as he there is mechitz on top too so סיכלמל ידם אבו שאיני מקורא אבו שאיני מקורא לי וכי תאימי או חנמד מקורא הותינך so I mean מחייב רבי הוא שזה יוחד מקורא in other words if it has a roof if it has a roof so in other words so we consider since it has mechitzes and it has a roof so mele it's considered as if it had been filled up with chafotzi so mele so let's say as it passes over the avir at this point so we consider as if it had been filled up to that point וחיים רבל בשביל היוחד מקורא דאמרין אום בייסי כמאן דימל ידם אבל שאינה מקורא אבל שאינה מקורא לא I mentioned that it's considered as if there had been a roof because in my mind I was for a moment I was thinking why does one Mandoma say that there is no Dalet al Dalet in the Rishus HaYochid but in the Rishus HaRabin there is a requirement of Dalet al Dalet so that has to be explained also on the basis of basic Mandibali Tameh but then there is an extension in other words that even if it doesn't have a Kiru so since it has Mechitzes so it's considered as if there had been a Kiru but right here we don't have to resort to it because here the Gemara doesn't discuss this din that there is a requirement of Dalet al Dalet in the Rishus HaRabin but not the Rishus HaYochid here the Gemara says there is a prerequisite of Dalet al Dalet in the Rishus HaYochid but in a case of Rishus HaYochid Mikure so then there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet Avo Shenim Korei V'chitei Me Hochename Bimkure Hotina Rishus HaYochid Mikure Rishus HaRabin Mikure Mechaye So how can there only be Chayev? It's in the Rishus HaRabin. So there couldn't be a Rishus HaRabin Mikure. Why not? Because there is a special halacha that if you have a ceiling, even if a certain, let's say, avenue has all the characteristics of a Rishus HaRabin. Let's say Shishim Ribei Beikin Bei. And it's design number wide, all the characteristics, but it has a kill, let's say under an elevator, where there's an elevator train. So those streets that have an elevator train on top, so it has a kill, so even if it has all the other characteristics of Rishus HaRabin, Shishim Ribei Beikin Bei Becholyeim and design number wide, could not be considered a Rishus HaRabin, because it has a kill. So, בחיתי מוחנם מיקורה או תינה בשטיוכי מיקורה ברשוס הרבי מיקורה מחייב ואומר רב שמוע בר יהודה אומר רב אבא אומר רב הונה אומר רב עמה וחיפס ולדמת בשוס הרבי מיקורה פוטר ופי שנידי מידיגו מיד בו So how can Mishnah say that the Oni is Chayev? But Monefshech, if it deals with Rishus HaRabim Mikure, so it's not Rishus HaRabim, so it's a Karmeles, so it's a Mokim Tur. All right, the Rashi. Hot in Achish Sayoch, the Balabites, El, which is Rabbi Neoni, me make this living core, we dig the meatball. The whole Meloch and the Shabbos and Mishkin Gamra, we come on. Me nisbech of Parsha Shabbos, the Parsha Mishkin Vayak. Hom Ane, oh, so the Gemara, so the question is, so how do we know that Rebbe, so we cannot say that Rebbe is chilek on the whole din, that there has to be a ten, bin tzies, a mokim of dal dal dalet nakir and dano. So, how do you explain the mission? Elo marav zeh, homan ha-achirin, titani ha-achirin ha-imrin, omad bin kemi vikibu chay, o kam kemi vikibu poter, omad bin kemi vikibu chayev, o bina ano chalga bimokim dalet, o eke. In other words, if two individuals play ball, and if two individuals play ball, and let's say Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven throws the ball, and Shimon is all coming, came and he grabs the ball, so then they are both potter, because Shnayim Shos, one made Akira and the other one made Anoch. But if Shimon is Mikablet passive, Omar bin Keme, in other words, he stretches out his hand, and then the ball falls on his hand. So his mice eat Stabe Baalme. So that means that not only the Akira was done by Reuven, but the Anoch was also done by Reuven. So, alright. So in other words, it's not Shnayim Shosu. But the question is, the Kabbalah was on which Mokim, on the hand of Shimon. That's not Dalet al Dalet. It doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. The answer is, the Achirim hold, there is no such prerequisite of Dalet al Dalet. So, Chahobino, Oman, Mikimi, Kibu, Chayo, Bin, Adwa, Chagam, Mokim, Dalet al Dalet. Like, Elish, Mamino, Loi, Bino, Mokim, Abo. Video again, Video, Manoche, Loi, Bino, or Akira, Bino. Akira, Bino. Vanoche, Name. Dilmo, the poshit, comfy, you cannot even be patient from it. That according to Achirim, there is no prerequisite of Anoch al-Mokin al-Dalet. Maybe the Achirim have reference to the case where he put, let's say, something on the hands, in other words, poshit comfy, poras big day, they have a Dalet. They have a Dalet. So, you can have Anoch. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Omar le boy mo kedal da khirim. Omar bin kei mei zoat khirim fet li kid le yachir. Omar ham kabel. Bin kei mei vi kibe yo. Khay vazir di ov da khirim an noch. O ka ham kabel bin kei mei. Vi rot li krasa khirim fet li kid le. Li krasa khirim fet li kid le. So pot hazir. So when Rashi says in the Russian Okaram Kabel Min Kemi, Virot Slikrat Achivet Vikidlei, so you could say, you could be Midayik from the Russian of Rashi in counter to what he said before. So Omadam Kabel Min Kemi Vikibei. So in other words, so when do we say that he's Chayev? So he says, Omar Gam Kabel became in the Kibbeh. In other words, that he stood in the same place. And then when he says he's Potter, so he says, Oka Ram Kabel Mimkeme, Virot Likras Achivet Zikigle, is Potter Azirik, Durisavit Hanoche Mikech. Durisavit Hanoche Mikech. So you could be Midayik that as long as he changed his position, even though at the time that the ball dropped in his hand, he was passive. So he's still potter. But it wouldn't be mistaber, because why should there be a difference whether he accepted the ball in a passive way in the same position, or he accepted the ball in a passive way in a new position? After all, the main reason as to why Okam in Kamei is potter, so Rashi himself says, potter azirik du isavit hanoche mikeche. So Mimele, that Lomdes should apply even to a case, so it should apply only to a case where he was Eichel when he grabbed the ball. But let's say he changed his position, and then he manipulated to stand in such a position where the ball would fall on his hand while he's standing in a passive way, even though he changed his position. Why should he be Potter? After all, the Anoche was not Nasi Mekeche. He only manipulated, so that was only a grommet. So it's Lab Davke when Rashi says, it's Mistaber that when Rashi says, Oka Ram Kabel Mim Kemei, V'chotz Likras Achifet V'kiblei, is Potter Azirik. So he doesn't mean any case where he changed his position, even if he accepted it in a passive way. No, he means where he grabbed it.
But in a name, if he changed the position, if Shimon changed his position, and he manipulated to stand in another position, another point, as, so that, and he stretched out his hand, and then, in a passive way, he received the ball, so then, that will mean that the Hanoche was done mikeichei of Ruvet. You could argue, I mean, you could say that since at the time when Ruvet threw the ball, so it couldn't fall into his hands, except for the intervention by Shimon in changing his position, so memele, it's not considered that the Hanoche, it was done by Ruvet. But that wouldn't be so reasonable. It's more reasonable that even in a case where without intervention by Shimon, so he wouldn't receive the ball in such a passive way. But as a result of the intervention of the initiative taken by Shimon, by changing his position, he manipulated that the ball should drop on Shimon's hand in a passive way. So that means that the Hanoche was done mikeichei of Ruvein, even though at the time when the ball was neka from Ruvein's hand, it wasn't destined to fall in that place. But that doesn't matter, as long as he manipulated, as Shimon manipulated, that it should fall into Shimon's hand in a passive way, so it's considered that the Hanoche was done mikeichei. Alright. So the question is, why is the only chayev, Abai is chayev, after all, the yad of the odom is not a place of dalet al dalet. Omer Rabbe masnisen kigei she kiblo bitrasko, v'imicho al gabi trasko, v'ikename anoch, and the trasko has dalet al dalet. So Gimor has the kashe voyodikotone. So that means that the Hanoche was in the yad, not in the trasko. Tone trasko shebiyon. Hot inach trasko b'shus hayochit. El trasko shebishus harabim. So the Mishnah says that the only is chayev. So rishus hayochit. In other words, according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehudah, according to Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehudah, because the Trasko has dalet al dalet, and we say good achis. So in the word of Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehudah, we don't say good achis. The Tanya Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehudah Eimer, no atzkone b'shus harabim, uvreshe Trasko, zorak, vino chalgabo, chaye, dik Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehudah, poshet balabayis es yodu lechutz, vino sal lisich yodu shalom, Nosmus Yechyodi Shaloni, and the Yadoni has Itrasko. Amai Chayev, Mirshusa Rabin, Mirshusa Yochit Komofik. So the Gemara says, Afilu Teimer Rabi Yisrael Rabi Yud. Ho, so Lemaila Miyud. Ho, Ha Lemata Miyud. So when does Rabi Yisrael Rabi Yud say that it's considered Yisrael Yochit because we say Gudachis? So if it is Yud or more than Yud, Mashenk in the Mishneh deals with a case where the Oni holds the Trasko at the lower point and 10 Tvachim from the Karak of the Rishus Rabin. So maybe it could not, the Trasko could not be considered the Rishus Ayochid, even according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yud. So Kashel el Rabavui, Mikotone Trasko Shebe Yodei, Bo Yodei Kotone, Elom Rabavui, Ki in Shishil Sheel Yodei Lemato Migimu Vikibu. So in other words, so Rav Avuya refutes that to Kimte, that the Mishnah is reference to the case where the Oni, the Balabayis, received it in Itrasko, in order that Akira and Anoche should be Mokim Dal Dal. Because the Mishnah doesn't mention Trasko. So Rav Avuya says that the Mishnah is reference to the case Kein Shil Shol Yodi L'mato V'Gimul V'Kib. So in other words, so then it's considered on the Karka itself because of the Aloha of Lob. Vohemet Katone. So we say, Viboy Seima Begumet, Viboy Seima Benanis, Omagor Gobe, Yirputan Lashmin Kohane. And I mean, and even according to Rabbi Avuya, so what's the Pshat in the Mishneh
because the Mishneh is not concerned here with the din of Dalet al Parah. That's another prerequisite. The Mishneh is here concerned with telling us the halachas of Meitz Mishayoch Mishas Arabim and Mishas Arabim Mishas Ayochit. So mainly the Mishneh mentions the Chatimtze of Hitzoyed Balabais and Hitzoyed Oni, Achnosed Balabais, Achnosed Oni. So true, in order to conform to all the other prerequisites, so we have to resort to certain unusual situations. And the reason is why the Mishneh doesn't discuss it, because the purpose of the Mishneh is not to discuss the Aloch of Dalet al Dalet. The purpose of the Mishneh, that Mishneh had in mind, was to discuss the distinction between Hachnose Deoni and Hachnose de Balabais, or Hitzoy Deoni, Hitzoy de Balabais. This is what Rabban Vue held. But Rabbi says no. Yichultan Lashminu Kohan Elom Arove. Yodi Shalodom Chshuv Alei Ki Dalet al Dalet. So that's the final maskana of the Gemara. That in the Mishneh doesn't deal with the Traskot Sheviyad, and the Mishneh doesn't deal with Shil Shiyodom Matam Gimel. But, so then the question arises, why should he be Mechuye? There is no Dalet al Dalet. So the answer is, what's the Aloch of Dalet al Dalet? In order to be Mokim Choshuv. Yadi Shalodom is considered Mokim Choshuv, even without Dalet al Dalet. V'chein Kose Robi Noma Rabbi Yichanan, Yodi Shalodom Choshuv Ki Dalet al Dalet. אמר רבו בימא אמר לא יום רבי יחנן זו רק חייבה לנוח בסיכיון של חבר חייב מה יקום משהו יודי שעוד נוחשו כדאו על הדלת בו אמר רבי יחנן חולה זימנה מה הוא ייתן מהנה מי ליחד אח שלו ליודי אבל ליחד לאח שלו הוא ליודי עם אלוי כל משהו נאו דרשי פרסקל סל בשביל סיוכי והמי מחייב בשביל מצוי לא אם הם אסניסן ולוי חושב לי בשביל סיוכי ולא יקרב יצי ורב יודי וזוח בשביל סרבי ונוח על גב אופחי לאף על גב דלמטו להווה קונה רוחב דלת הוילו וריישי ארבע אמרינון גודחיס מחיצה והווה רישוס היוחד למו you see Rashi here why did Rashi say אף על גב דלמטו להווה קונה רוחב דלת הוילו וריישי ארבע אמרינון גודחיס מחיצה והווה רישוס היוחד למו what did Rashi want? Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda holds Gudachis, that's all. Why did he say, Hoyil, Aval Gavdu, Limato Lehavi Kone Rochel Dalet. Hoyil Virei Shei Arba, Amrino Gudachis. So apparently, obviously, Rashi was bothered by certain difficulty. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbon Honest, whether we say Gudachis Mechitz Tanah. Good Asik, everybody agrees that we say. What does Good Asik mean? That in Chitzel, let's say, that is stand for him high. So he's considered to go Adorotia. That's the Aloch of Good Asik. That's the Aloch of Good Asik. Good Asik means that the Mechitze that extends only up to this point and actually doesn't extend to the Karke. So, but Al Pedin, it is construed as if it extended to the Karke. So in other words, it's a concept analogous, similar to the concept of Gudasik, except that Gudasik has reference to the Mechitze going up, extending higher than it actually extends, and Gudachis implies that it extends lower than it actually extends. But Rashi was bothered by a certain Kashi. When do we say Gudasik Mechitze? If you have, let's say, a fence, a wall, that is 10 tefachim high, so even though it doesn't extend beyond the 10 tefachim, so we consider it that this mechitza that is 10 tefachim high extends higher than 10 tefachim. Al Bedin, it's considered that if it extended higher than 10 tefachim, but only if you have an actual mechitza of 10 tefachim, then it is construed to extend higher above the Tvachim. But suppose you have a Mechitza of 9 Tvachim, can you say, Gud Asik Mechitze? That Mechitza that is actually only 9 Tvachim high is construed to extend Adlerotia. We don't say that. You have to have an actual Mechitza of 10 Tvachim. Then it is construed to extend above that. But here in this case, if we had, let's say, a case
where you had, let's say, a wall that is 10 tefachim high, the height of the mechitza of the wall would be 10 tefachim, except that it would be raised above the car, 4 tefachim above the car. It wouldn't be magia to the car. So then, and the Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah would say, we say good achis, and the Rabbon would say, we don't say good achis. Alright, so then we can understand. But here we're dealing with a case where you had just a stick, and on the stick you put a box. It was a box. So the walls of the Beifnei Hatrasko do not have ten tefachim. So even if we say gudachis, in spite of the fact that doing boich tachta, the Gemara Nazirik says that why are the Rabbonon chilek and the halacha of gudachis mechitzah? After all, they say gudasik. Why shouldn't they apply the same concept from high down as we say from down up? So, because kol mechitzah shagdoyim boik mechitzah tnu yo ele mechitzah, according to Rabbanu Yisrael. Because kol mechitzah shagdoyim boik in tachtov, in other words, if you have, let's say, a mechitzah tnu yo, and it is raised for tvochim, so kids, little goats, could pass through beneath that mechitzah. So it's not reitzit. So kol mechitzah shagdoyim boik in tachtov, ele mechitzah. But, And Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah holds, in spite of the fact that the mechitzah doesn't obstruct the gdoim from passing beneath the mechitzah, it's still a mechitzah, but only if it has ten tefachim. But it doesn't reach the card. But if it doesn't reach the, if it's only for the Beifnei Hatrasko, and not ten tefachim high, so why should we say good achis? We wouldn't say good asik in respect to mechitza that is less than 10 tefachim. Why should we say good achis? So the Miri Nazirik mentions a shite that in Achananim, that when does Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah say good achis mechitzte only in the Deifne Hatrasko? In the Deifne Hatrasko, let's say, here you have a stick, this is my hand with a stick, and then you have a trasko, and suppose the walls of the trasko are 10 tefachim high, but it doesn't reach to the ground. Then Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah says that we say good achis. Mashein came if the walls of the trasko, the data trasko are less than 10 tefachim, then even Rabbi Yudah wouldn't say good achis. And that's very mistabel, even though, I mean, it's not mashma, all the Rishonim achilik on it, and from the Pashtas Losh Nagmore, it's not mashma that, because the Gemara doesn't say the traskel that has Deifnim, that are 10 tefachim. But there is such a shit. So that shit, we understand. But Rashi did not agree with this shit. So Rashi was bothered by the Kashi. So why does Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah say, Gudachit Mechitza, all right? He's chelik on the halacha of the Rabbonon, on the lomdes of the Rabbonon, of kol mechitzah shagdoyim boikim tachtov ein mechitzah. Alright. But, in order to apply gudachis, you must have ten tefachim high. In order to apply gudachis, you must have ten tefachim high. Not if you have two tefachim high. So this is what bothered Rashi. So Rashi says, v'noch al gabo v'chaye, de'af al gabo lemato lehavikon le'erochet dalet, hoy u bireshe arba amrion gudach is nachitze we have rishus ayochit gomu we have rishus ayochit gomu. In other words, so Rashi says that in Achanami, let's say in a rishus arabi, and you'll have two bars, let's say you'll have a trasko, but the trasko will not be set up on a conic that stands on the carcass. But you'll have, let's say, from one end of the Rishus Rabin, you'll have a bar extending with a screw, and then another bar, and the trasko will be hanging, will be suspended in the avia, without a corner supporting it. So in such a case, and if the Deifnei Hatrasko in such a case would be less than 10 tefachim, then even Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah wouldn't say that rascal has a dinner with Shayochim. Because you have to have the height of the Tfochim in order to apply the Aloch of Gdashik, or in order to apply the Aloch similarly, in order to apply the Aloch of Gdashik. But here we're not dealing with a rascal that is suspended in the Avir. Somehow it holds because with bars, you know, that hold it. But we are dealing here with a traskel that is set up on a corner. And the corner is ten tefachim high, but the corner does not have dalet. So Rabbi Yisrael Abiyuda holds, even though the corner does not have dalet, but as long as the traskel has dalet, so we are mitzareif the height with the corner with the dalet of the traskel itself. What kind of aloch it is, we have to understand. But this is what Rashi says. This is what Rashi says. The aloch al gav of chayev, the aloch al gav of mato, we have the koner och of dalet, hoyu v'roi ki arba, amrinu gudachis, hoyu. So, aloch al gav of mato, we have the koner och of dalet, he emphasizes the fact that there is a koner. If Rashi should have been that gudachis is distinguished from gudasik, that we say it goes down even though it doesn't have 10 tvochim, so why does he have to mention Kone? Who is interested in the Kone? So apparently, according to Rashi, there is no Kone. If it is suspended in the Avir, so then if the Deifne at Raskol don't have ten tefachim, so of course we couldn't say Gudach. But we are Mitzari, the height of the Kone. Avot Adon Matul have a Kone Rochel Dalet, Hoyu V'Reishi Arba, Amrinu Gudach is Mechitze. The Havar Yishayochim Gomu, the Ma'al Yud, Havar Yishayochim, Hoyu V'Rochel Dalet, Shil Shil Hishpil, Mehoyim Mishal Shil Chaber, obvious. Rimata Megimu, Davik Kaki, Vohim Et Kotome, Honim Et Bechutz, Vohim Et Yeshivu, Vishayich Hakev Vatsmei, Vohim Et Seime, Vohim Et Begum, Vohim Et Smucho, Vishvoso, Ich Pol Tame, Tore Chatane Bechol Zeis, Vohim Et Leidi, Et Meitzim Mishu Shoshus Chayev, Al Dvorim Alolu, Shin Darko Mikach, Leis Neposhat Knav Digdei, Lifnim Dav Dalle, Eich Ad Achshev, Et Zeo Yisem Loch, Nishav Et Nisito Yad Chaveri, Kimas Nisim, Aval Eich Ad Loi Achshev, שהולכו מנוחו מעצמי ביד חברי, דהיידי זורק, ואי אח של ביד חבר לנוחו בגבו, דהוי נסחב לכך. Now here there is, you see, as far as the previous lotion in Russia was concerned, so there was no hech. So he said, even though on the surface it would appear that Russia emphasized, before, he said, Omad ham okar ham kabul mikeme, and he did not say the okare, he grabbed it, the kibrei. So it would be mashma that even if he was a passive recipient, as long as he had to do it, he had to receive it in a new position, so he still put. I mean, there was a slight deal, but there was no real deal. But from this Rashi, there is more of it. אבל היך דו יחשב שהוכו בנוכו מעצמי אבל היך דו יחשב שהוכו בנוכו מעצמי ביד חברי והי בזורק לא יחשב ליד חברי לענוך בגבו ולסחבו לכך So, then he says, Heiche de achshevei, zeo eisem locho nischavi nisito liyat chaveri kemasnist. Abol heiche de achshevei, שהוכו בנוכו מעצמי. ביד חברי, דהיידי זוריק, לא יחשב על יד חברי לענוך בגבו. ונסחב לכך. So I would say that he's potter. כמשמו he's חייב. Why? Why is he חייב? Because he was telling it's משמע from this. There is more of a דיוק. There is no ראי ברור even from this Rashi, but from this Lashon, there is more of a דיוק than from the previous Lashon of Rashi. Because we could have a salgadaito that even though Yodi Shalodom is chshuva like Dalal Dalet, but that's only in the case of the Mish, because he was mischaving that Anoche should take place. The Balabais was mischaving that Anoche should take place in the hand of the Oni, or the Oni was mischaving that Anoche should take place in the hand of the Balabais. Mashein came, if a person threw a ball, and this Kavone, he was not aiming that the Kabbalah should be by Yodei Shel Chaveirei. He didn't care. Let it be Yodei Shel Chaveirei, let the ball fall on the ground. He didn't
care. So then I could have a song that is potter. Why is it potter? Why? So that case of Zohar, so what does it mean? He didn't change his position at all. At the time when the ball was nekar from Reuven's hand, Shimon was already standing in that position. And he had his hand already stretched out. But Reuven didn't take dafke that it should fall on Shimon's hand. He didn't care, let it fall on Shimon's hand, let it fall on the ground. He didn't care. So I could have his Alke Daitoch. If Rabbi Yechanan didn't tell us, I would say in that case he's potter. Why is he potter? But it was accepted passively, in a passive way. So I would say the Haid Aval Hechadli Achshavi Sheholcho Vinocho Ma'atz maybe at Chaveirei, and he didn't aim that it should fall dafke in the hand of Shin. It should fall whichever way it falls, on the ground or in the hand of Shimon. So I would say if Rabbi Yechanan didn't spell it out, I would say in such a case he's potter. Why? The Haidi Zorik loy achshev el yad chaveire le'anucha bigavo de'lo yinischav l'kach. So komash melon that it is considered yinischav l'kach. In other words, if we said lo yinischav l'kach, so what would be the p'tur? The p'tur would be it's not in melachas machsheves. It's not in melachas machsheves because he was mischavein, let's say that it should fall on the floor. And the anoche should be on the floor, and the anoche was in the hand. Two, that the hand was a ma'isik stabe ba'alme. It was completely passive. But it's not in Lechaz Machsheves. So, komash melon, that he is chayev. So, it's more mistabe that what Rashi means, why is he chayev? Because it is considered mischavein. So Kamash belonged to Israel. Why? Because when the person threw the ball, even though he did not aim dafke that it should fall in the hand of Shimon, but his kavone was, it should fall. The hand of Shimon on the floor, doesn't make any difference. So it is Nisravi. But the whole apoches in that case, where he was mikabel in a passive way, in the same place where it was destined to be noch. You see, it was destined to be noch. In other words, you see, Reuven was throwing the ball. And then, when the ball was neka from Reuven's hand, so Shimon had already his hand stretched out. So, Memela, that means that the ball, as a result of the akire of the ball by Reuven, so the ball took such a direction in motion that it was destined to fall in Shimon's hand. Because Shimon had already his hand stretched out before. So mainly it's considered melachas machsheves. It's considered that he was mischaving that it should fall that way. Even though he didn't care whether it would fall on his hand or fall on the floor. But that was also in his kavanah. Mashenke, in a case where, let's say, Reuven, at the time when Reuven threw the ball, so Shimon was standing here. Shimon was standing here. And there he couldn't receive it in the passive world. He couldn't receive it in the same. And then he started to run. Let's say, further. And he ran so quick that he assumed a certain position and he stretched out his hand. So he thereby manipulated that the ball should be received by him in a passive way. But at the time when Reuven threw the ball, so it wasn't destined. It wasn't destined to fall in his hand, except by the initiative taken by Shimon. So then it's mashma from the Russian of Rashi. In such a case, it wouldn't be melachas machsheves. It wouldn't be melachas machsheves. So in other words, so there are two things. First of all, if it is neka, let's take another situation. Let's say Shimon does not move from his position. Reuven throws the ball, Shimon has been standing here, and he remains standing in the same position, but instead of keeping his hand in a passive way, he grabs the ball.
So then, even though he didn't change his position, then he certainly wouldn't be chayev, because then the anochi is domikeyre. So that goes without saying. But it seems that from Rashi, that Rashi shita is that in two situations he would be potter. In the case where Shimon grabbed the ball, was carrying the ball from the avir, so then even though he remains in the same position. So then Reuven would be potter because it's nine shots. That goes without saying. But it seems, there is no raya brought. Because we could explain the Rashi, that when Rashi says, so then he's potter because that's not Masheres. Komashmelon, that it doesn't make any difference whether the ball was destined at that time to fall in that position, that place or not. But it's not mashma. It's more mashma that Rashi means komashmalon, that it is considered this rabbi, because his day was, his intention was, it should fall. It should fall any way it falls. Whether it falls on the hand or it falls on the floor, any way it falls. Mashayim came in the case where he changed the position, and then he manipulated that it should fall where it fell. But originally, had he remained passive, so it wouldn't have rested in his hand. So then it's not him like Machsheves. So then, that's how it's more mashma for Rashi Shite. So in other words, that Rashi Shite is that in two situations, Reuven would be chayev. One situation is where Shimon grabs it, he's carrying the ball from the Avir, even though he remains standing in the same position, he doesn't move one iota from the place where he's standing. So then Reuven would be potter, because then it's on the base of Shnayim Shosu. And also, in another case, where he accepts it in a passive way, but through his initiative, Shimon manipulated that the ball should rest in a place where it otherwise would not have rested. So in other words, since at the time when the ball was neck up from his end, it wasn't destined to fall in his end, and because of the initiative taken by Shimon, he manipulated that it should rest in the hands of Shimon, so mele it's not considered a black machine. That's how it's mashmash. But, I cannot say the details. All right. Da jetzt ja jetzt aber da die fast ko ko am kim shvodom bei mir beim es kommen mach mal nam im kim achit bin mo kim khoshu pochs mit au aber mal mit judi war kapot jeis li khia ktsas mikam di meish khaye nam mal mat mit ju di mit im soll im apot er li fi shol mit sin mit mich kon meish mit mat mit ju cha gol so in bin ju im kim li mo khav mal mit judi war kapot khaye di auf finanziere kemeish. In other words, the machlekes is the matam yud, whether we say, but the ma'alam yud, so then he's certainly chayev, even according to Rabbanon, the alfin is a meishit, aber ato, the meishit chayev.